It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
This squirt of Yoda Squirts is brought to you by Grandma's Loafers. Grandma's Loafers, she wore them in her pants so you wouldn't have to. And yes, I know that's not where you normally wear them, but no one told Grandma that. Welcome to Squirt 13 of the Yoda Squirts podcast, a squirt that we can all share together in love and harmony, or at least we could splash in it and stuff. If you're married and you think your wife is hot, beautiful, and sexy, be sure to thank your mother-in-law. After all, she made your wife's tits. If you ever thought it'd be a good idea to anally insert yourself into a bowl, trust me, it's not. Dipping your balls in lava is also not a good idea. If you're a girl, dipping someone else's balls in lava is not a good idea. If you're a lesbian, well, I guess you can do whatever you want with your balls. I may have mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. Don't you hate it when you take a dump and it's really messy, so it sort of pushes up on the side of the inside of your cheek? Then when you go to wipe, you have to wipe and wipe and wipe not only your hole, but your cheek too. And when you're done, you can only hope you're clean. That happened to me recently, and I thought I just about had to jump into the shower to clean off afterwards. Speaking of poop, the past few days I've had the greenest poop, and I can't figure why. I haven't eaten anything unusual or anything with food coloring, but every dump nice and green. Well, we have another voicemail for this show, and here it is.
Dude, your show is fucking cool, man. Yeah. You should talk about some other cool stuff, like puke and stuff. I liked it when you talked about, eating a candy bar while you talked to your friend about taking a poop. So you should, like, talk about something about puking. Okay, bye.
Thanks for the voicemail, man. You rock. And, as requested, here's some stuff about puke. Other names for puking. Abdominal Voorhees. After dinner mints. Air the diced carrots. Barf. Bark at ants. Beer belch. Be the mother bird. Big spit. Blow acid beets breakfast chow chunks din-din donuts foam groceries lunch. Boot camp. Bow down before the porcelain god. Brack. Oh, and there's a little belch for all of you. Bring it up for a vote. Brown knows it. Buick. Bush breakfast. Bush it. Buy my Buick. Call Buick's dinosaurs for Huey to the seals, Uncle Ralph. Casting your bread upon the waters. Chewing backwards. Choom chuck. There are literally hundreds more, but I think that'll do for now. And now for a puke joke. A little girl and her mother were in church when the girl started to feel ill. "Mommy, can we leave now?" asked the girl. "No," replied Mom. "I think I'm going to throw up." "Well, go out the front door, walk around the back of the church, and throw up behind a bush." A few moments later, the girl returned to her seat. "Did you throw up?" asked Mom. "Yes." "How could you have gone all the way around the church, throw up, and be back here so soon?" "I didn't have to go outside. They have a box right by the front door that says, 'For the sick.'" Ba-doom-ba. Maybe I should add a little hi-hat, snare, rim shot. There you go. Maybe I should add a little rim shot right there. There you go. There's a city actually called Tepuk, though that's probably not how it's pronounced. It's 28 kilometers, which is about 17 miles, southeast of Tauranga in the Western Bay of Plenty region of New Zealand. It is particularly famous for the cultivation of kiwi fruit, both educational and puke-related. So there you go. I hope that fulfills your need for puke. If you spank it in public, remember, please be kind. Aim low. Two definitions from the Urban Dictionary. Mac Daddy. The Pimpmeister, the king of the streetwalkers, possessor of the blingest of bling bling. The Mac Daddy is the man who means everything and the only man who really means anything to his ladies of the night. Stripsy, the post-drunken, post-tipsy state at which the removal of clothing begins. And I suppose that's also when the fun begins. If you have some favorite Urban Dictionary definitions, feel free to send them in. And now, the parting thought. What's the definition of bravery? A man with diarrhea chancing a fart. I think that would be brave indeed. And this is another little squirt of Yoda squirts. If you would like to get in touch with the show, the voicemail number is 206-350-3356. Be a man or woman or manly woman or womanly man and call the voicemail number and leave us something all to listen to. Yes, that number again is 206-350-3356. The email address for the show is yodasquirts@gmail.com, and the website for the show is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Thank you for spending your time with us and squeezing out that last little drop with us. And we will all squirt together again next time. Bye!